day the crayons quit and the day the crayons came home. This interpretation of the John text that we heard this morning is not original with me. Just about a year ago, I was at the Bishop's Ranch for some meetings, and St. John's Presbyterian Church of Oakland was there with its congregation for its annual congregational retreat. And the chapel there was already being used, and so St. John's splendid associate pastor, Krista Fregoso, convened us on the patio outside the big house, and she read the text of John, which we heard this morning, and this was her spiritual message interpreting that text. There are two stories, one the day the crayons quit, and let's just take a quick look at why the crayons quit, keeping in mind that these crayons have feelings, and we'll recognize the feelings. I'll be brief in this book, just to give you a picture. One day, Duncan, who owned all the crayons and who loved to color, sat down to color, but instead of his crayons, he found a stack of postcards. To Duncan. The red crayon left because she felt overused. She said she had to even work on holidays to color Santa Claus, Valentine's cards. The purple crayon quit because Duncan didn't color in the lines, and it just offended her sensibilities. This crayon, who didn't know whether it was light brown or tan or burnt sienna or what, just felt kind of left out. And Duncan didn't choose this crayon very often, and it just felt kind of ignored and unappreciated. And he says, "The only thing you ever colored with me was wheat." And Duncan, how many children are interested in the color of wheat? Oh, and here is the gray crayon. And the gray crayon is called upon to color huge things, rhinoceros and elephants and hippos, and it's tired. The gray crayon is tired. And the white crayon says, "You know, when you use me, I disappear. I might be snow, but unless you draw a black line around me, no one will even know I'm there on the page." The black crayon felt not appreciated, not used. And couldn't there just once in a while be a black rainbow or a black beach ball instead of a brilliantly colorful rainbow and beach ball? The sort of green crayon enjoyed being the green crayon, enjoyed the ways that Duncan used it. But he said, "Duncan, the orange and the yellow crayons are fighting over which is really the color of the sun. And they're driving us crazy. Would you please settle it?" Oh, and here's the yellow crayon making a case that she is indeed the color of the sun. And the orange crayon is making a dismissive gesture. And here's the orange crayon making the case that, in fact, he is the true color of the sun. Any of these feelings feeling familiar? And the blue crayon appreciates being used, but is just a stub. Just a stub. It has to color the sky and the sea and the waves and the... It's just a stub. Quite afraid it will disappear. And the pink crayon is never used except by Duncan's little sister and feels... feels undignified when picked up by his little sister. But at least she colors in the lines, he demands. Okay. Oh, and the peach colored crayon feels naked because Duncan has peeled off the paper. And so the peach colored crayon is hiding in what's left of the crayon box. Okay, so remember that when the crayons were new, they all arrived in a box that fit perfectly, nice point, their wrappers were all in place. Let's see what happens. The day the crayons came home. Duncan, the crayons are sending Duncan postcards from wherever they are. And this postcard says, "Hello from the rug." This is wonderful. This is the maroon crayon. They got left on the couch, and his father sat on the maroon crayon and broke it nearly in half. And the maroon crayon is thanking the paper clip, which has kept it more or less together over the long wait for Duncan to find it. And the maroon crayon says, "I'm marooned under the couch. And please, if you find me, bring paperclip along because I absolutely need paperclip." Here is Duncan's dad about to sit on the crayon, and the crayon is saying, what is the crayon saying, Joanne?
No.
No. No. Oh, and this is wonderful. This is the pea green crayon. And the pea green crayon doesn't like the color that it is. Doesn't like itself, doesn't like who it is. And so it's going to turn itself into something else, Señor Estaban, and it's going to go and see the world. It's going to go and see the world. Personally transformed. Here is the neon red crayon. The neon red crayon. And he writes from a hotel poolside where he got left by Duncan some while ago while the family was on vacation. And he says, "Duncan, you remember the time we colored your dad's sunburn?" And everybody laughed. "But I'm lonely here. Come and get me. Come and get me." But notice the neon red crayon is unusual because, we'll see. And here they are, the quarreling yellow and orange crayons. But something happened. They got left out in the sun and they melted together. And so they've given up their quarrel. They're somewhere stuck. So they are friends now because they are stuck together. So Duncan was sad to learn of all the crayons he had lost, forgotten, failed to take proper care of. he was reviewing those postcards, those messages of unhappiness, resentment. So he decided that he would try to really welcome them home and make things up to them. Now he realized they wouldn't any longer fit in the crayon box. So he had an idea. Duncan made a house especially for the crayons. Every one of them would have a comfortable place to be, no matter what shape they were in. If they would just come home, they'd have a home.